Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Hope you're good, safe, well, all that good stuff, wherever you at. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. I appreciate you listening on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Got hundreds of stations tuning in, broadcasting this show live from your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You could be in Ohio, Boston, San Diego, Pittsburgh, I don't know, Portland, Miami, Dallas, Houston. You could be in Arkansas. What's up, New Orleans? Here in Atlanta with me, just much love to everybody tuned into the show. You can also listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, you can always just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I want to thank everybody who was here with us for the last hour of the show, because I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, okay? We had Chris Vanini join us. He's a senior writer for The Athletic. He covers all things college football, and he took some time to stop by and talk to us about everything going on with Jim Harbaugh. By now, you know, yes, he's been suspended. And this is what Chris Vanini told us. There is still a possibility that even with the suspension, that Jim Harbaugh could come back and coach tomorrow. The guy got off a plane, found out that he was suspended for the next three games. Michigan State has decided to file this injunction. How they decided to do this or how they were able to do this on a Friday and get a judge, that I got no idea. And so now they just have to hope that Harbaugh is allowed to coach tomorrow. And it come at the last minute. They may drop the guy in from a helicopter, but this story, it isn't over. It's not. And so we talked about that last hour. We talked about the potential implications for the college football playoff. Are people going to look at Jim Harbaugh and look at Michigan and go, hey, these are a bunch of cheaters and we can't have them in a college football playoff? I don't think so. Somebody had to be the sacrificial lamb for this stupid rule. And as odd and interesting, and we always hear the stories about Harbaugh rubbing people the wrong way, he had to be the one to pay the price. And that's just what it is. If you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me all over the internet, everywhere, at JR Sport Brief. As we continue on with the night, yeah, we'll talk about Harbaugh. I want to get into what his next step might be. We're going to take a look at the next step. We got some NFL games coming up this Sunday I'm really paying attention to. Should be fun to see Cleveland and Baltimore. Joshua Dobbs has a funny story about being on the Minnesota Vikings. Somehow, some way, America has to suffer. Sunday night football, Raiders and Jets. We have early games, or we have an early game taking place in Frankfurt, Germany. We got the New England Patriots. That angry-ass, miserable Bill Belichick taking on the Colts. And people are really talking about whether or not Bill Belichick can get the boot. We got more NBA play-in action tonight as I sit here in the studio. Anthony Davis is actually playing basketball. He has not injured or hurt himself yet. I'm not wishing it on him, but that's his existence here. Phoenix currently leads 52-44, about 5 minutes left in the game. 855-212-4CBS. We actually got a Greg calling us from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. This Jim Harbaugh situation. God, you don't even know where to begin. It's so serpentine. Do they have all the facts to make this decision, number one? They have a lot of facts, but are we hearing from Michigan per se? Or is it just, let's focus on football going forward and we can deal with this later? It's the timing. I mean, in the middle of a season, all of a sudden this is brought up. This has been going on, I think, for about 20 games, give or take, that this has been possibly going on.
It's been reported that this has been going on since 2021.
Wow, JR. I didn't know that insight. So while all of a sudden, where possibly, Michigan could win the national championship, do you think the animus towards Michigan is so great that, and Harbaugh's reputation is so great in a bad way that they're jumping on the bandwagon now?
Yeah, well, it's easy to beat up on a guy that people don't like. That's just right. That's just flat what it is. I mean, we can think about his last exit from the NFL. Like, Harbaugh, he ain't going to find too many people that like him. I mean, on the way out the door with the 49ers, all we heard about was how everybody wanted to fight with the dude. We pretty much heard the same when he was at Stanford. And it's one thing to move from college to the NFL and then the NFL back to college. He's openly had these interviews with the Minnesota Vikings. Like, he's not the most likable of guys if you take a listen to a lot of the reports. In a lot of cases, I find where there's smoke, there's fire. And
sure.
when you got a bunch of other teams conspiring to say, hey, they're cheating. They're cheating, they're cheating, they're cheating. Man, you don't think the commissioner who just got there is going to try to make a statement? I think that's what happened here.
Yes, you're right. And, JR, I mean, obviously you've seen Jim talk. Does he seem peculiar? And I got to ask you, agents of inclusion. I haven't seen it recently.
We're working on a new season right now. We might have a major partner who's going to work with us on it. And that partner may be a professional sports team. So stay tuned on
it. Oh, my God. I love it, Jer. Well, Thanks for the heads up. Love you, everybody. Go for your dreams.
Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. Yeah, when people don't like you, they're going to come for you. Do I find Jim Harbaugh, he said that in a very nice way, do I find him to be peculiar? I guess the answer is yes. I find him to be someone who just and I don't want to make him sound different than any other head coach. Head coaches, especially in football, they don't say nothing. Like, they serve you up whatever they feel that you need to hear at that moment in time. Like, he sounds like someone who can just shovel you know what. And so when I think about Jim Harbaugh, I think about a you-know-what shoveler. Yeah, Shep, is it four letters? That's four letters, right?
That's definitely four letters. It ain't show business shoveler.
Yeah, it's not show business. He's a you-know-what shoveler. And he's just always, I mean, if you heard Jim Harbaugh and his comments from earlier this week, he's just, I can't talk about it. Oh, can't talk about it. I'm just focused. This is what he's been. I've seen the guy lose his mind on the sidelines. It feels like more so in the pros and get away with that a little bit more. But Jim Harbaugh doesn't come across to me as somebody that's likable.
I got a question for you, JR.
Yeah.
When we talk about the word likable And we attribute that to being a head coach of a football program, whether that be in college or the NFL. And you kind of alluded to this. Nick Saban, how likable is he? Urban Meyer, how likable was he when he was at Utah, Florida, Ohio State? Dabo Sweeney, we know how unlikable he is, especially in radio interviews, if the guy's
Tyler
name is Tyler. Right.
Tyler, that guy, Kid Tyler, hates his guts.
Absolutely. Now, look, on the NFL front, I don't know if Mike Tomlin is the most he's admirable, but I don't know if he's the most likable. We know Bill Belichick is the most despised human being, it seems like, with former players, with coaches around the league.
Can we listen to him be miserable?
Exactly. Now, there is an exception to this, and that is Andy Reid, and those are few and far between.
I was going to say, people love him.
People love him.
Because he likes hamburgers and he wears Hawaiian shirts.
Correct, and he always takes the blame even if it's not on him. But most coaches in football, when you are commanding a locker room of 50-plus players and you have about 20 and 30 additional coaches and support staff, they're usually, JR, at the top, they're not likable at all. And that's why they're incredibly successful, because they don't want to be liked. They want to be either feared or respected. And when you talk about that 49er situation, JR, you remember this following the NFL in the early 2000s. They had not had a winning season in a decade. Jim Harbaugh gets there. Automatic 13 wins. Has a 44-19 record. Like, I get that he's unlikable. But you know what? We also give him that latitude to be unlikable because he is immensely successful. So because he's unlikable, do we have to hold that against him because he is winning so much, JR?
Damn, Shep, take a breath.
Like, but you get what I'm saying? Like it's a
no,
given.
When a coach
is so successful, they're going to be unlikable.
Shep, take a breath, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Take a deep one. I'm not talking about likable when it comes down to the players. I'm not talking about likable when it comes down to record. You know how a lot of that is irrelevant? When the people who write your check don't like you, when they don't get along with you, when they can't wait to get you out of the door because of your attitude. And so I'm not talking about what takes place on the field and this coach is a taskmaster and this coach is a you-know-what hole and this that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being liked inside the organization. And when the people who write your checks don't like you, don't want to deal with you, there comes a point in time where you got to look in the mirror and go, well, damn it, yeah, well, what the hell is going on with me? And so for Harbaugh to be beefing with the Niners so much that they couldn't come to an agreement. They're like, ah, man, get out of here. And he goes to college. I mean, he's in college right now with Michigan. And, yeah, Michigan is competing for a national championship. I mean, he's been suspended or could potentially be suspended 6 games this season, 3 at the beginning, 3 now at the end. And at what point in time do the powers that be go, oh, my God, like enough is enough. And then we've had to deal with you and the open flirtation to go back to the NFL. That's what I'm talking about, likable. Nobody, you're 1,000,000% correct to look at any coach's record and go, well, that guy was hated, and who liked this dude? I mean, we hear horror stories about Bill Belichick, how Bill Belichick, some players hate his guts, and other players love him in the Patriot way. And most people look at him and he's a curmudgeon. It's fine. The only person that really matters of whether or not he hates his guts or not is Robert Kraft. And so for Harbaugh, it don't matter what the success is. It's like, do the people who pay you, are they sick of you? Another example, I mean, this guy got fired, Joe Girardi with the New York Yankees. This man, nobody liked the dude. New York Yankees were winning, though. This man seemingly wore out the players. He wore out the front office. So much that they said, we need the opposite of him. We actually need to bring in somebody that we can work with. Hey, Aaron Boone, come here off of TV. Come here. Come run the New York Yankees. You know baseball, been around your whole life.
It's working out real well right now, JR.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do more with the players the Yankees have as opposed to the manager.
Yeah, they wanted a systems manager. They wanted a manager that couldn't think for themselves. And Girardi didn't fit that mold. But is it fair to say Girardi wasn't likable by the all-time greats and Jeter and Mo, the guy that he played with and ultimately managed? Like, I think that was more strategical than it was because they didn't like him.
No, well, yeah, he butted heads with the people who wrote his check.
Right, well, because they wanted an analytical manager in which they could basically give him the lineup.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the reasons. The fact is, everybody somewhere, some type of way, unless you're just lucky enough to be super entrepreneur, you got to answer to somebody. Like, the money is coming from somewhere. And so whether you are Joe Girardi, or whether you happen to be Jim Harbaugh, or whether you happen to be working for Jerry Jones, or you happen to work for Mark Davis, who changes his mind like his underwear. Like, you got to answer to somebody. In the case of Josh McDaniels, who's ever liked him? The answer's nobody. His players didn't like him. But if the results were there and they went and played for him, Mark Davis wouldn't pull the plug. Mark Davis got to talk to the players. Like, all right, man, we can't deal with this dude. And he's like, all right, we get him the hell up on out of here. Like, that only works for so long. It really does. 855-212-4CBS. Jim is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, you just made a little bit of a point that I was going to make. First of all, unfair on Harbaugh. Now, you know, I'm not a guy who wants anybody cheating, whether it's tipping pitches with the Astros and all that. But my point is, you still got to play the game. You still got to go out there and execute. So, you know, if you're trying to get an advantage, that's okay. He wears out his welcome. You know, in the Bay Area, he did it. What I'm concerned about, to be honest with you, is I want him to stay at Michigan, because I don't want Mark Davis going down that line again. He's tried twice before. Harbaugh started his career as a QB coach with the Raiders. I don't want Davis tinkering with him. Antonio Pierce is the right guy. Sometimes you've got to go and move on from some of these other coaches, bring some fresh perspective and some guys who want to get heart out of them rather than have the adversity that guys like McDaniels, Belichick, and some of those guys bring. I'm just hoping, as a Raider fan, that Mark Davis doesn't go after Harbaugh, that he stays in Michigan. And as for the Sunday night comment about what an ugly game it is, I think you're going to see two teams have their season decided this weekend, so it may not be a bad game Sunday night.
Well, that's what happens, right? When you have two crap teams get together. Well, we had two crap teams get together last night. They gave us crap.
Yeah, but, you know, the Raiders played inspired ball. I'll be the first to tell you, at the beginning of the year with McDaniels, they were the faders to me. They weren't playing ball. Last weekend, you saw what they did for a coach who they wanted to play fired up for, because sports is all about heart. It's talent, but you got to have heart. You got to want to play. Reggie Jackson used to say, how do you motivate millionaires? You know, they've got to want to do it themselves. And so I was so happy to see the way they played under Bisaccia, the way they played under Pierce. Sometimes it's the underdog, the outsider, the guy who's in the clubhouse, who's working to be part of the team, not be the dictator, and not rub people the wrong way. Harbaugh got to the point where he's worn out his welcome, but please, man, let's just hope he doesn't come back to the NFL. Ooh. Especially with my team.
Oh, well, I hear you, Jim. Thank you for calling from San Diego. Moi, I'd love to see it. I need it. I'm sure that there are Raider fans out there. They don't want to see no damn Harbaugh coaching their team. They love to see Antonio Pierce out there. Me, I'd love it. I'm like TNT. I don't know if TNT still has this this slogan or catchphrase. TNT's whole catchphrase was we love drama, or we got drama. Whatever the hell it is. Me, I need it. Give me the storyline. I don't give a damn what happens with Michigan the rest of the season. I don't. They could win the national championship. They could blow it against Ohio State. I do not care. What I need to see for my own entertainment purposes, I need to see Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, back in the NFL. I need to see him coaching the Raiders. That's blockbuster content. That's prime time. That's a storyline worth following. I tell folks all the time, especially my friends who don't particularly care for, European football or soccer. I say, man, follow the storylines. some of the storylines involving the players are better than what we have here in the United States of America. If you thought James Harden was drama and people are sick of him, you should see some of the stories in Europe. Jim Harbaugh is a walking storyline. This is one of the reasons why I think, depending on how the rest of the season goes with Michigan, they may say, we don't want you. He may say, I don't want to be here no more either. I need Mark Davis to pick up the phone. Hey, Shep, what type of phone you think Mark Davis? Does he got an iPhone?
Not a chance. Probably a rotary.
You think Mark Davis, he's like Fred Flintstone's phone?
Probably. He's definitely got a landline. Let's put it that way.
I need Mark Davis to pick up the phone. I need Tom Brady standing over Mark Davis, telling him, call him now. See if he can come, call him.
Just don't be critical of the man's haircut.
Oh, that's right. I didn't say nothing about it. You did it.
No, I know. I was baiting you, of course.
I know you did it.
Right.
Somebody had to bring up Mark Davis' haircut. How can Tom Brady give Mark Davis advice on quarterbacks and coaches, but he can't give him advice on hair?
You can show what it's like to have a franchise quarterback play for you for 7 or 8 games if you're listening, Tom Brady.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay.
I know Tom Brady, his stake in the Raiders isn't official, is it?
Well, JR, you've seen O'Connell. You have seen Garoppolo.
Aiden?
He is 10 times better what they have rolled out last year for a guy who hasn't probably picked up a football in 7 months.
Yeah, well, forget all of that. Tom Brady is going through about 20 different hairstyles. This man is known for having amazing hair. Talk to Mark Davis about that and then work on the coach. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Antonio Pierce, does anybody really think he's going to keep the Raiders job? Like, is Mark Davis really going to let Antonio Pierce keep the job? Is Antonio Pierce, let me put it this way, is he going to be the head coach for more than a calendar year? Like, 2 full seasons? I don't think so.
Well, JR, what would it take? I mean, Rich Bisaccia was an individual that obviously was a special teams coordinator, got them to a playoffs, but I don't know if he commands the room the weight of a former Pro Bowler does, a guy that is a Super Bowl champion in Antonio Pierce. If he makes the playoffs, that's not a foregone conclusion. He's going to be at least the immediate answer as the head coach?
That's why I said 2 years.
Okay.
Give him two years.
Got it.
That's it.
Mark
Davis is like... He's like the dog running around outside.
Well, he remembered he had Devontae Adams on his team. So in that regard, he's already better than Josh McDaniels.
It looked like Devontae didn't like that guy, but who does?
Yes.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of coaches getting the boot, is there a quarterback in the NFL who might be out of a job? Oh, yeah, he was on the sidelines last night. It's Justin Fields. Is he already done in Chicago? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about Fields. We're going to get into Burrow and Jackson. And LeBron looks tired as hell on a Friday night. We got a lot to do. Hopefully you're not tired on CBS Sports Radio.
There's one network at the center of all great drama. TNT, we know drama.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love you guys, man. I look forward to listening to the show every night. I just like looking forward to listening to the show on the way home and hearing, you know, JR, you, and Chef.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, so much talk about Harbaugh. To take all your calls and questions and get your comments. You know, as I sit here always checking what's going on, it's a busy Friday night. You know, there's like a James Harden Clippers watch, right? People are keeping up with everything going on with the Clippers right now.
Why?
Because they have now fallen to 0-3 with James Harden on the team, and people are enjoying pointing out the fact that they're losing. And they didn't just lose tonight to the Los Angeles Clippers. They got punched in the mouth. 144 to 126. The Clippers are now 0-3 with James Harden. He finishes tonight with 14 points, only 3 of 6 shooting. Meanwhile, Luka Doncic decides to torch them. 44 points. The man was 17 of 21 from the field, 6 of 9 from deep. Luka Doncic pretty much had his way with the entire Clippers team. And so there are all types of memes and photos online. It's like a terrible countdown. Clippers are now 0-3 with James Harden. Good luck with the Los Angeles Clippers trying to finish this one out. And James Harden, not necessarily known as a defensive stalwart. Neither can you say the same about Russell Westbrook. Paul George, you would think he is. And Kawhi Leonard, yeah, he's still big and giant, has massive hands, but he ain't moving around like he used to. So, hey, this might be a horror show as we continue on. But it's only 3 games, right? People are pointing out that it's 3 games and 3 losses. 855-212-4CBS. I want to get to your calls, and then I want to talk to you about a quarterback who might be done in his current city, and that's Justin Fields. Right now on the line, we got Kane. He's here from CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kane?
How you doing tonight, gentlemen?
I think I'll speak for both of us. We're good, I think.
All right. James Harden, I sometimes you got to just sit back and scratch your head when people make decisions that go against what was already working. I mean, Westbrook, he fed in. I mean, PG-13 and Kawhi Leonard, they're two really peculiar guys. They don't want to be the leader, even though they're the best guy on the team getting paid the most. I mean, but you can't force somebody to do that. Westbrook, hey, I'll step right in. No problem. Take the lead. Point guard, like you say, not the best defense, but he messes and mills with everybody. I don't understand bringing in Harden. He's out of shape. He's slow, doesn't play defense, and he can't use the little trick he used to, even though he's still a great, absolutely great player. But compared to what's out there now, I don't really understand what they're doing with bringing in Harden
insurance.
And messing up the locker room.
Insurance. I mean, that's it. One day, I guess Kawhi Leonard will slip on an imaginary banana peel, and Paul George will
Yes, I did. You know what? I mean, from that aspect, I mean, he needs to come off the bench or something. I mean, he can't be starting. He can't be starting.
In normal, typical fashion, if you're an NBA team operating in a budget, if your owner isn't worth, I don't know, $100+ billion, then maybe you're a little bit more careful with how you spend your money. But if you're Steve Ballmer, I don't think you care too much. That's just from a financial perspective. I don't think you care.
I understand that, but I also want to touch on what you said. I don't want Jim Harbaugh anywhere near my silver and black. I don't. And I think Tom Brady being my man's ear up there. So,
okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kane, for calling from D.C. Certain things you can't say. Kevin is calling from Indianapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing, man? You done woke up to silver and black Raider Nation, man. The Raider fan, bro, we are everywhere just like air. Let me tell you something, man. We got to keep this off. Harbaugh out of our mouth. He's no fit. I know it's a good story for you. But have you been listening to the players? Just the littlest things that has been brought back, just like a Soul Train line before Friday's practice. Do you think Harbaugh is the type of dude to want Soul Train line? How the Soul Train line and expire these guys? Don't you see the passion in my voice? Man, as I walk through my living room, I see all my Raider stuff all around it. This Raider fan base is a fan base will chase you down and will stomp on you just like they did Mark Davis at every turn, made him change his mind. He couldn't go nowhere, brother. He couldn't go nowhere without a Raider fan popping up out the dirt like a worm, telling him, you need to fire that Josh. You need to fire that Josh. I was so disappointed in the team. I wasn't going to the New Year's Eve game here in Indianapolis because I was just so appointed, not with the silver and black.
Are you going now? Are you going?
Oh, I told my wife that's what I want for Christmas, brother. You will see me right up front
with my Compton hat on from there. I'm a transplant from L.A. Used to go to all the games in the Coliseums. Had to move out of L.A. for a better life here in Indianapolis financially. Sometimes people, you got to make a move. But let me tell you something. You never
Wait. You're a Raiders fan, and all you wear is a Compton hat? You don't put on one of them silly outfits?
No. I'll be there. I got a special maid.
Do you hang out with my friend the Gorilla?
Well, I got pictures there. I got pictures with them all.
But what do you wear?
Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what I just – this is how I roll. I just got me a brand new – just ordered it today. My wife looked at the price. A Jeff Hamilton Raider jacket. Now, if you know that name, those jackets don't come cheap, right? So I got a special jacket. I come clean, brother. You know, I'm not painting my face up and stuff, but all my boys do and stuff, but I got to come clean. I got me a new, fresh Jeff Hamilton jacket that I'm wearing to the game. New Year's Eve. You can't miss me. I'm going to be up front somewhere behind the bench, man. But
this AP. You look like somebody from Harlem. That's fine. That's great.
Not with no Jeff.
Them things is like Harlem specials. Yes.
You know, but this was a unique one, man.
Okay.
But let's be serious. Let's keep Harbaugh's name out of the Raiders' mouth.
I hope for your sake, I hope it doesn't happen. For mine, I hope they bring him in tomorrow. Hey Kevin, bro, good luck the rest of the season.
Okay, but I love your show, man. I love getting off work, turning it in, set. Man, you do a great job, brother. Keep it up, bro.
No doubt, Kevin. Enjoy your Friday. What you sipping on, Kevin?
I just got off, just walked in from work from UPS, man. I'm on that UPS juice. That's called money.
I was going to call it brown, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, brown, man. I'm getting up in the morning. We getting ready for peak, you know, getting in peak shape and stuff for peak.
Okay.
Christmas peak. So don't turn down no money, man. I love to live a good life and stuff.
All right.
All right, my brother. We love you, man.
All right. Love you too, Kevin. Thank you for calling for me. Hey, Marco Belletti, you drinking on some of that UPS juice?
No, apparently not. I should get some, though.
He said, did he call UPS juice money?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I maybe I should get involved in that.
I hear UPS juice, and the first thing is brown. I'm like, I don't want to drink that.
Well, no, now you've turned things.
I'm saying, isn't that UPS? What can brown do for you? Is that UPS?
I think that's Mark Jackson.
What?
Well, he always used to use that line with like Jaylen Brown and PJ Brown. Like Mark was known to coin that. But yes, it's originally from UPS, I believe. And why would we want to leave to go to UPS? Radio pays so well.
What are you talking about?
You asked me what brown can do for you, if that's the UPS slogan. And then I made a joke that I hear that more out of Mark Jackson's mouth, because he always used to do that, than I do
Poor
UPS
joke.
These days. It wasn't that bad of a joke, Jerry. You're just a tough judge of jokes these days. But
sad. We can't put you at Caroline's, man. It's not going to work.
Listen, I have done stand-up before. Just because you're like...
Wait, whoa. Yes. Marco, did you know that?
I was unaware of this. Where was this?
This is in Memphis.
You so did stand up in Memphis?
It was a kinder audience. You
like
couldn't get
one
booed
day,
off.
You could. Like you just like open mic night.
Yeah, I used a lot of inappropriate jokes. Fortunately, none of it got on camera. Look, I'm not going to proclaim to be as funny as you, JR. But
I'm
it
not
doesn't
a comedian. I've never done stand up comedy in my life.
Well, you can do stand up comedy and bomb. It's not an indicator of you being funny. It's just a matter of you having the guts to get up in front of a bunch of strangers and think they're going to laugh at you.
Huh?
Yeah, you guys could do it. I mean, you guys are both funny. And I mean that. You guys could both do a good job of stand-up comedy. You both have different kinds of senses of humor, but it would
Hey, Marco,
it would
me and you should do a two-man show across the country. Just hit up stages all across the country, man.
Apparently, we got to hit Memphis.
I know. We make a killing out there. Now, hey, the chef could do it. We can.
Let me tell you something. Then you go to Jerry Lee's after. It is a night in heaven. And people in Memphis know what I'm talking about.
Did they laugh? Did they laugh at you?
They left with me, and I'll tell you the key to doing stand-up comedy. Now, if you're Chris
Come on,
Rock,
what
is all with these people? No, if you the key to stand-up comedy is
I'm laughing, Marco. I'm laughing. He's funny.
What's the deal with? You know, he's like, what's the deal with oval? It's not round. Why do we call it Ovaltine? But in all seriousness, if you do stand-up comedy, we live in a very peer pressure society. So if a few people are laughing, that then has a trickle down effect on everybody else. So what
you
got to do?
How much alcohol do they have to drink?
And that always helps.
But regardless of the alcohol, you got to get the loudest friends you know, and you got to entice them to come to your stand-up set and sit in the front row. Once that happens, the rest of the night, unless you are horrendously unfunny with no comedic timing, you will have a successful night as a comedy.
So you got to get plants to come to the comedy show.
1,000%. Oh, yeah. It's not like the greatest sitcoms of all time don't have these plants with these recording tracks or anything.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Oh. I'm learning the secrets. Okay.
Well, you're very well aware of that. I mean, R.I.P. Matthew Perry, great actor for a great franchise of Friends.
He did stand up?
Well, what I was going to say was the reason why Friends is so funny, along with some
Marco,
brilliant...
isn't it noted that you don't like Friends?
Not a big fan, no.
And I don't like Friends either, but go ahead, Shep.
Well, the reason why these shows are even funnier than what they actually are is because we're conditioned to believe it's funny whenever we hear these laugh tracks. Now, today it's overdone. Back then they used it more sporadically and it was wisely more used. But because of that, it enticed us to laugh more. There's studies done on this, JR. It's why many people believe The Office is actually the greatest comedy of all time, along with Curb Your Enthusiasm, because there's no laugh track.
When do we get a laugh track here on this show?
You don't need one. You're too good for it.
Nah, let's every now and then on occasion just hit the button.
Okay.
Just for the hell of it. Just all hit right. The button.
It's very easy to record a 3-second,
I'm dead serious. For the next 2 hours, every now and then, intermittently, hit the laugh track.
I mean, we used to do it all the time with Pharrell. Like, even when it wasn't funny. Marco can attest to this. Like, we had, like, the drum set. Marco, remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I was going to say, I remember a laugh track. The drum set, yeah.
Right. So, Dreyer, we can do that if you want.
No, let's do it.
Okay.
Nah, if somebody says something stupid, just hit the laugh track. Me okay. Or anybody else.
And then there's the womp, womp, womp. Like, we have that, too.
Yeah, it's comedy night at the JR Sport Bee Show.
That's the deal.
Yeah, let's find that track. It's the JR Sport Bee Show. It's comedy night on CBS Sports Radio. I don't want to invite you to share your jokes. I think, Shep, didn't somebody try a joke the other day? What did he say? Do you remember?
James Harden cares about basketball? No, I don't. I remember what you said about someone trying a joke in Atlanta flat. But you were also...
It was a turnover joke.
Yes.
He said, JR, what is... what quarterback
it was like
it?
A bagel or like...
No, turnover. The answer was turnover.
Okay, gotcha.
He was like, it was... what is someone's favorite Danish?
Okay.
And I put him on hold and I said...
Turnover, right.
This guy isn't trying to tell me a joke here.
Right. It wasn't C.J. Stroud. That's the quarterback I know he was not talking about. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he's like, what is so-and-so's favorite Danish? And I'm like, bruh, are you really trying to tell me turnover on the radio? And he hung up.
Right.
The joke, he found out the joke was so bad that he hung up on himself.
Right. I'm trying to think what it was in reference to. Like, was it Thursday night football game or Wednesday?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just let's get the wah, 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 wah.
Deal.
Let's get that in a laugh track, and let's just go to town for the next 2 hours.
Hey, wait. Joke? Yes? Wait, the drum rim and the womp, 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 or the laugh track drum rim and the womp, womp, womp?
I want the... No,
all three?
It's very simple.
Yes.
Womp, 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 womp.
Okay.
And a laugh track. That's it.
Okay, a laugh track. You got it. So no rim shot. Got it.
No, that's it. Just two. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I want to tell you what's so special about your show, man. You give everybody a chance to get their opinions out there, no matter where they're from, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight has been designated comedy night on the JR Sport Brief Show. Okay. Look at the time. It's ridiculous. Hey, why is it Okay, all right. Let's not overdo it now. Super producer and host Dave Shepard said at one point in life he was doing stand-up comedy in Memphis. So I said it's comedy night, and so here we have it. Anyway, if you hear a horn, you hear a laugh track, you know what the hell is going on. We're going to get into Justin Fields, his future in Chicago. We're going to talk about Cleveland and Baltimore, one of the premier matchups for this upcoming Sunday. And we got a lot to do. And even right now, NBA playing, these courts are so weird. Sometimes I'm looking at the game, I'm like, who the hell is playing? It's the Suns and the Lakers. And I'm like, is it the Lakers' home court because it's purple? Is it the Suns? I don't know. They're in Phoenix. 855-212-4CBS. Gary is calling from British Columbia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Hey, JR. I want to say something. You have a superb producer. He doesn't do anything wrong. This guy's good. But I wanted to say something about your show. I'm sitting here having two delicious burgers that I made myself. I put together a baked potato, and I'm throwing it down with Coke and my favorite beer. Yes, Coke and my favorite beer. But there's something that I wanted to say that's more important than that.
We got a minute before we go to break.
You have the best radio show in North America. And why don't you ever, when you talk about basketball, why don't you ever talk about the guy that scored 100 points?
Yeah, I know, Wilt. What, you want me to mention him every night? Like Wilt? What am I supposed to say about
him? Why not? I could talk about him for 2 hours. JR, just to let you know, you have a very unique show. You let everybody have their say. Thank you, and I want to thank your producer for putting up with me. I'm having a great time, and I'm going to listen to you for 4 hours, and that's it. That's my night. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Enjoy those burgers and the beer and everything else. Well, look, man, it's a four-hour show. I'm only going to be here for two more. I ain't got all that time in the world. Kevin Durant ended up on his back. Is he alive? Yes. Yes, he is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. There's certain guys, when they hit the ground, I'm like, I hope he gets up. Well, that's not a joke. Kevin Durant's in that category, and definitely Anthony Davis, who I still can't believe is playing basketball tonight. Yeah, Anthony Davis is a joke. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about Justin Fields. We're going to get into Cleveland and Baltimore. There's even a defensive end who says, yeah, Lamar, he's good, but I like somebody else better. Myles Garrett has an opinion. Is it Burrow? Is it Jackson? I'll share with you here on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.